25th, 2008, on microphone Cheryl and Daniel. The weather in Oroville is, as usual, sunny and nice.
Earlier this week, there was a workshop called Oroville Master Plan The Way Forward on Monday and Tuesday with experts from all over India. Here are Dhruv and Tejaswini elaborating further.
I must say it was also the holistic approach, because we looked into the physical part, we looked into the spiritual. It was a balance of physical, spiritual, philosophical and everything. All services, building part, housing part, economy. It was a balanced approach.
Well, yeah, there is one element which was very specific to this discussion, was that we had three very senior, experienced professionals from outside of Oroville. I think that's a very big step from our point of view. From Oroville, we have always tried, from our planning bodies, from the RA, from within Oroville, trying to figure out and bashing out all these things. This time we had an outsider point of view, who is, all three of them were experts in their own way, in their own area of work. And to open ourselves to get a critical, positive analysis from outside, that's a very positive step.
One was Mr. K.T. Ravindran, who is Dean of SPA, which is a School of Planning and Architecture in Delhi. One was Mr. Balakrishnan, and one was Sanjay Prakash, Mr. Sanjay Prakash.
What has been happening in other attempts earlier to assess the master plan has been that it has been disregarded, it has been rejected for different aspects of the master plan. Whereas in this conference, we looked at a lot of positive aspects of the master plan and how to improve on them to create a more sustainable plan. That's actually a very fundamental approach to making a master plan, which unfortunately we have been overlooking or neglecting or sidelining it. Or maybe if we considered it, it wasn't the priority or the focus of our designing. It's very fundamental to any master planning that you start with the land, with the bioregion, with the wider regional aspect of planning, and then focus on building a city. So that is the process which they have also recommended and looked at in this conference. So I think that's going to help Oroville.
For an architect, Oroville remains a dream.
Right, in all terms. For architects, yes. In planning, yes. I mean, architecture plus planning becomes a big fascination for young architects in Oroville.
Maybe one of the few places in the world like this.
Yes, that's true. It's very unique. It's very rare. And it has tremendous possibilities. So for as young professionals here, I think it's a great learning experience. It's something that we can be part of and be proud of eventually. It's great to be part of this.
The next meetings of the Governing Board and the International Advisory Council are scheduled to take place in the period of July 24th to 27th, 2008. The Working Committee requests any working group, an individual, project holder who would like to meet with the Governing Board or with the International Advisory Council or both to submit a hard and soft copy of their project topic to the Working Committee office latest by June 30th, 2008. Blue Light offers a wiki workshop on Saturday, 28th June. The workshop will begin with a short introduction to the recently launched Oroville Wiki, OroWiki.
The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovinians. For further information, please check the website oroviradio.org. Thank you for listening.